Yeah, dude. You know, dude. Yeah, I was thinking, dude.
That voice, God, it's just so...
Yeah, dude.
It's that strain. It's that strain voice for one from throwing up, making himself throw up. You know, goldfish and whatnot. I'm watching. Kiki and I have been backtracking seasons of Survivor, and there's a guy on Survivor right now, and he works on an oil. He's an oil rigger, and you can tell he has spent his career yelling. Every single note that comes out, every single chord that comes out of his voice sounds so strained, and like, you know me.
It's kind of like Dick Vitale.
Exactly. Oh, it's just painful to listen
to. It's awesome, baby. No, it's not. Your voice isn't awesome. You need to give it a rest.
With every single word, baby.
I've watched every college basketball game that was ever played and yelled at him during every one of them.
Jock Jams, that was me.
I was in, Jock. It's awesome, baby.
Dude, you need to stop talking. Like, you got, like... a few hours left in those vocal cords, man. You need to save every last effing word that you got.
100 words left, and that's not that many. It's awesome, babies.
99, 98.
Don't count them out, man.
Quit counting, you moron. I just wanted to see where I'm at. Let's see. It's awesome, baby. That's 3. So he has... We're gonna do the math here, so I should be able to do this.
33.3 is that
33.3. It's awesome, babies left in him before he can no longer do it. 33.3. It's
awesome. It's awesome,
save
baby.
Him,
bro.
32.3.
Save him for that next Jock Jam CD. You know.
And actually, so that means he has 33.3. It's awesome, babies, which means he'll do 33 of them, and then he'll be able to say it's, and then he's done.
What happened?
His voice blew out. It's crazy. We told him.
He's going to turn into Teller from Penn & Teller. Yes. He can't talk.
That's why Teller can't talk anymore, is he had a big career of announcing basketball games.
College basketball. Yeah, he used to be the It's Awesome Baby until he blew his voice.
The greatest day of my life. Is when Teller blew out his voice. It's my time to shine, baby.
God.
Vitale, he was. He was on the last year I saw him, dude. And I was just like, you can't even understand him hardly anymore. I mean, he's getting older, too, but.
I don't know why I'm even saying anything, dude. My voice is, by the time I'm 40, my voice is going to be gone.
Yours is going to be shot, too, as you can tell.
Just because I like to drink beer and holler at people doesn't mean that I should lose my voice.
Yeah, I hope you don't have a kid and he starts playing Little League Baseball. You start yelling from the stands. That's what's when it's going
to
go.
I'm going to have to just be quiet. I'm just going to have to be, I'm going to bring signs that I'll hold up. What the hell was that? But it'll be written out in all caps.
Just some stressed vocal cords.
Let me tell you. All right, we got to get to it. Your morning dump. Let's do it.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, as always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump it out.
There you go. What up, Joe Budden?
The fast food restaurant chain White Castle is now using robots to make their fries. The company says it's using the robots to keep both employees and customers safe. But this, if this experiment works, it could also eliminate some jobs as we move forward. We might be seeing the beginning of the end of the fry cook.
Sweet. Here's what it better be. The best effing fries I've ever had in my life. If a robot's flipping them, if a robot's dunking them, whatever it's doing, it better be the best damn fry I've ever had, because you're cutting out jobs because of it.
That fry better be golden. Better be golden and soft in
the middle.
We've had this conversation before, you know, because eventually I think robots will take over the workforce. It will. Now, here's what we as a society need to get on. Either we fight it and we say, no, hey, we need our jobs. They took our jobs. So... we can either fight it and say, no, look, we need these jobs. We're not letting the robots do it. Or we as a society agree, like, F yeah, let's have the robots have to work. And then all of us just get to live in this fun society where no one has to work. You know what I mean? And then what we have to agree on is that, okay, everyone, either we get rid of money because we don't need it. It's just services. Like, we have it. Because we don't need to work. Why do we work, Hunter? Why do we have jobs? So we can get money to pay our bills, pay our mortgages, and buy food and the life necessities and everything like that. But if we have the robots doing all the work, we could all, a society, agree. Let's just all, you know, you want a jet ski? Okay, everyone gets like a stipend. Like, here you go. You get, you can get a little bit of this, a little bit of this, whatever.
Here's what I think, though. I think you did Pleasantville over here, man. That's what you're thinking. I think people are going to lose their effing minds if they're not working. People need to work, man.
But
people need to keep moving in that way, if you know what I mean.
I agree. But also, what have we kind of seen with this pandemic, though? People are starting to realize, like, whoa, they've had some free time. They've had some downtime. Now, it's been a little different because we haven't been able to go do all the things we want to do. But think about this. Hunter, why do we take vacation? So we get a break. And what's the best thing in the world? Vacation. Summer vacation when you were a kid. So now if we could just live in a perfect world where we don't have to work, I'm all for that. I can't wait to retire at this point.
See, I think you're right on that. But you're that. I think it's 50-50. Like, you're on that side of the 50. I think the other side is like, dude, we need to effing work or I am going to lose. Dude, there's some people that go to work every day that you're like, all right, I'm glad that they go to work because if they had some extra free time to kind of do what they want, they're psycho. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some psychos out there, Brock. Not everybody is vacation, jet skiing, kayaking and having a great time. No, people are in their basement sharpening their knives. Some of these mugs. Yeah, I'm just telling you, like, you gotta give and take a little there.
We got robots to take those people out. All we gotta do is call the 911 robots. Here they come. But we got RoboCop there to protect us from the psychos.
Take out the psycho.
That's right.
RoboCop. All right. All right.
See? It's the perfect plan.
See, I'm on your side. I kind of just live my life like that right now, honestly.
Well, until the day the robots realize we're abusing them, and then we have the uprising, and they murder us all and harvest our bodies for fluids and sustenance for themselves. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, if you can get that perfect fast food burger that's not flopped into it, you know.
And not to mention,
and you get your sauces that you never get, and you realize when you get home, damn it, I feel like burning something down.
Yeah,
because you didn't get your sauces.
You know what? A robot never is. A robot is never hungover. So you're never gonna have that employee that's just screwing everything up because he went out drinking tequila. Yeah. You know how many times we've had terrible shows because we've been hungover? Forget about it.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen.
It's true.
Not gonna happen.
Forget about it.
Yeah. Anyway, so and sex robots, so I have to end with that. Lastly, I don't even know if I want to. I'm just going to move on from it. I don't even know if I want to read this story because I kind of want to keep this close to the vest.
Roll with it.
I'm going to do it. Okay, so a guy named Johnny Perry in Washington Township, Michigan, just Perret. North. Is it Perret?
I don't know.
You're just being a dick. Okay. anyway, Washington Township, Michigan, just north of Detroit. He owned a jewelry store. Well, he got it from his dad, and he's run it his whole life. But when he shut down for the pandemic, it forced him to reevaluate the entire business. So he closed his business, took the entire inventory of his store, and buried it as treasure around Michigan. Folks, this is real. He's now launching a treasure quest to find each of the stashes of buried gold, diamonds, silver, and more. People can buy tickets to the quest, and they'll get clues where the treasure is buried. From there, it's a race.
So it's $50. It's $50 per quest or whatever.
Yep.
I think this first one, what is it, August 1st is the first one.
Yep.
And
it's
he buried like
$4,000.
$4,200 in silver.
Yep.
So he buried a silver bar. So what you do, you pay $50. All right. And then he gives you the little yellow pamphlet. And he's like, here are the clues. Here's blah, blah, blah for $50. So you go out. And if you find this silver bar, you could either keep the silver bar or bring it back to old boy. And he'll give you $4,200 for it. And then there's like a bunch of these little quests. And I guess it totals out to like over $1 million that he's buried. But dude, this is awesome. This is effing awesome. This is like people's dream.
Yeah.
You know, treasure hunting, and you know it's out there. You know it's there. So like, dude, we got to do it. We have to.
I'm on.
Make a show around it.
I'm on johnnystreasurequest.com. That's the website. We need to There's another one. They sell out, too. By the way, it's not open for everybody. They sell out. So there's only so many people that can buy in on the quest. We have another one coming up on 8/15. Value of that one is $4,200.
So are you you're not guaranteed to find it, though?
No.
So even if a quest is up, so like, all right, so the August 1st quest, how long is a quest? A couple days? A weekend?
I guess until someone finds it.
And then, like, how vast of an area are we talking?
I have no idea. See, that's the thing, is you got to buy in to find out all of this stuff.
It's crazy. It's brilliant. It's awesome. I love that he's doing this.
I think I might buy this. What do we got going on August 15th? Do we have anything going on August 15th?
I don't know. Probably finding gold.
Gold.
Silver.
August 15th. And yeah, I don't know if it's just, all right. We may just have to buy one and you know, let the chips fall where they may, and we'll go from it from there. So.
I say we do. They do. Just go out there, throw up the old camper.
Yeah.
We'll go camping for a weekend, you know, and we're going to find this damn gold.
I feel like Jack Sparrow. This is great.
You know?
I've always wanted to be a pirate. Hell, I had a pirate-themed birthday party, for God's sakes. This is my dream. All right.
So is it, I just wondered, is it buried? Did he, like, put it in a tree? Is it in a random spot? Like,
I don't know.
Obviously, he wants people to find it, so he didn't, I don't know. That's crazy. Yeah, but we got to do it.
You got to earn it a little bit, I'm sure. All right, well, we'll look more into this, and who knows? We'll have everyone chip in, and we'll go do this together, and we'll find it, and then we'll throw a big party. It'll be great.
There we go.
All right, so that's from morning show host to treasure hunters. That's your morning dump.